The whim of the noble elite in Gugue to dress well goes beyond our bounds in the modern period. These were people who wore their clothes and their jewels with absolutely no sense of guilt or regret. They reveled in beauty. They reveled in opulence. Not only did they wear their beauty, they lived amidst it too, in their houses, the way they decorated them with the greatest artwork of the time.
In this banquet room, Chidakpo and his queen would have enjoyed many social occasions, entertained by song and dance. Gugge's armory held the finest weaponry of the time. Its swordsmiths used sophisticated techniques to craft superior steel alloys, making their swords much sought after. But Gugge's wealth and power also attracted the attention of envious neighbors, who launched frequent attacks on the kingdom. Eventually, one such neighbor would discover a weakness to capitalize on, and Gugge's fate would be sealed forever. Just 30 kilometers away down the valley from the palace at Saparang is the monastery of Toling. Today it is a modest structure, an eighth of its original size. But at its peak, Toling housed more than 900 monks and was the largest of Gugge's monasteries, both in size and influence. A power base akin to the Vatican. Pilgrims flocked to Toling, and with them came wealth which they gave to the monastery. At the center of this spiritual power base was the chief abbot, King Chidakpo's brother.